Pocket Full of Rye, A Miss Marple Mystery, by Agatha Christie, narrated by Rosalind Ayers.
Chapter 1. It was Miss Summers' turn to make the tea. Miss Summers was the newest and the most inefficient of the typists. She was no longer young, and had a mild, worried face, like a sheep. The kettle was not quite boiling when Miss Summers poured the water onto the tea, but poor Miss Summers was never quite sure when a kettle was boiling. It was one of the many worries that afflicted her in life. She poured out the tea and took the cups round with a couple of limp, sweet biscuits in each saucer. Miss Griffith, the efficient head typist, a grey-haired martinet who had been with Consolidated Investments Trust for 16 years, said sharply, "Water not boiling again, Summers!" And Miss Summers' worried, meek face went pink, and she said, "Oh, dear, I did think it was boiling this time." Miss Griffith thought to herself, "She'll last for another month, perhaps, just while we're so busy. But really, the mess the silly idiot made of that letter to Eastern Developments. A perfectly straightforward job, and always so stupid over the tea. If it weren't so difficult to get hold of any intelligent typists. And the biscuit tin lid wasn't shut tightly last time, either. Really..." Like so many of Miss Griffith's indignant inner communings, the sentence went unfinished. At that moment, Miss Grosvenor sailed in to make Mr. Fortescue's sacred tea. Mr. Fortescue had different tea and different china and special biscuits. Only the kettle and the water from the cloakroom tap were the same.